back to 92.9 The Bull. I'm Paul Chandler, and you listen to 9 Questions, where we dig deep with your favorite Red Dirt artists. Now today, we're thrilled to have Willie Braun of Reckless Kelly with us to talk about their latest project and the unique paths they traveled in music. So Willie, you just had your Braun Family Reunion concert. Tell us about that.
The 2024 Braun Brothers Reunion was a huge success.
Nice.
Blast. A lot of great bands. The fans had a good time. The weather was perfect this year. Nobody got hurt. It was just a great year overall, you know, all around. And it's always a fun time. We love the Braun Brothers Reunion. It's my favorite week of the year. It's a lot of work, but it's very rewarding after the whole thing's all said and done to sit back and see all the fun that everybody had. And, you know, the artists, I think, really enjoy coming up and playing it. You know, we have great backstage food, and this is just a lot of laughs and a lot of people getting together, both backstage and on stage and out in the front. There's a lot of fans that have met each other over the years that have formed their own little kind of communities and friend groups, and they kind of hook up every year back at the BBR, and some of them camp out together. And I think there's been a lot of great friendships forged over the years up at the BBR. And that's probably just the future of the Braun Brothers Reunion moving forward, is more of the same. You know, we don't want to change it too much, make little adjustments here and there to improve the festival, but other than, you know, making things a little better a little bit at a time, we just try to keep it as close to what Mom and Dad started out with, which was back in the day, just a small town, friends and family oriented gathering with, you know, good music being the root of it all. You know, we just have good quality music. Even if you haven't heard of some of the bands, you know they're going to be really good. And we've had a lot of success over the years with bringing in, you know, really good acts, and everybody always wants to come back, and we're really proud of it. It's a fun festival.
Now, what inspired your new album, The Last Frontier?
The new record, The Last Frontier, is a concept I've been thinking about for quite a while. I've actually been writing for it for a few years and saving short songs for it because I wanted to make a record that was all kind of short and sweet in the style of like old 60s pop songs that had to be short enough to fit on a 45. So every song on the record is right around 2.5-3 minutes. And all the solos, all the intros, the outros, everything's pretty short and to the point, like trying to get the most bang for the buck in the shortest time possible. And we try to do that without, you know, cramping the style of the songs. That's kind of why I've been writing for quite a while for this, because I didn't want to force that concept on any songs that maybe deserve to be longer. So I was just kind of stockpiling these tunes that would fit for this record concept. And I think we pulled it off. You know, it's an interesting concept, but when I listen back to it, it doesn't really seem that short. When you listen to it, it doesn't feel like we forced anything. So I think it worked out, and I hope everybody digs it.
Willie, who produced this album, The Last Frontier?
We've been producing our own records for quite a while, the last maybe 4 or 5 projects at least. And we just felt like we were kind of running out of tricks in our bag as producers. So we decided to bring in Jonathan Tyler to lend an outside ear to help us out with some of the sounds and the arrangements and what have you. And it worked out really well. He was a lot of fun to work with. We've known him for a long time. And Cody and him and I really, I thought, meshed well together with our ideas and concepts. And JT had a lot of great ideas for different sounds, or he brought some different drum sounds to the table that we probably wouldn't have used, and they really affected the overall outcome of the tracks, and you know, different approaches to different sonic stuff, and then arrangement ideas, and just kind of an overall approach to how we made the record. I think it worked out well for this particular batch of songs because they were all short and sweet, and having somebody else come in and help us arrange that with that idea in mind really helped out. So we kind of got out of our normal rut. And it still sounds like a Reckless Kelly record, but it's just got a little bit of a different spin on it. And JT helped us out a lot with that. Hope you like it.
Absolutely we do. Now, Willie, who came up with the idea of the video for Looking Down the Road and where it was located at?
I had the idea for making the Keep Looking Down the Road video by myself. mostly just to save some money, because there's really not a place to put music videos these days. MTV doesn't play anything but ridiculousness. That's a TV show. Not knocking it. I'm just saying that's the title. But no, there's no VH1, CMT doesn't seem to play music anymore. So there's really no outlet for music videos to get the bang for your buck, as far as I'm concerned. So I thought I had an iPhone and a drone and a lot of time on my hands in a beautiful setting. So I just cruised around and filmed myself kind of Uncle Rico style. Luckily, nobody caught me doing it, because that would have been embarrassing, like, you know, getting caught with the selfie stick. But no, it was fun. My secret trick was being up in Idaho and having all these really cool landscapes that I could use as the backdrop. And I edited it and put it together. And I think it turned out pretty cool. And it definitely saved us a few bucks. And we got the same amount of hits on YouTube and Facebook as we would have if we would have spent 10 grand. So I think it worked out great.
So, Willie, how did co-headlining with Steve Earle come about, and what has it been like performing with him?
We've all been huge Steve Earle fans since we were kids. I started listening to Steve when I was about 10 years old, and my brothers and I grew up on his stuff, and then everybody in the band has been influenced by him as well. He's definitely the biggest influence on Reckless Kelly, I would say, over all these years, and playing all those great songs with him, you know, being in his band was just kind of a dream come true. It was a lot of fun. We worked really hard on getting the arrangements just like they were on the records and all the different instrumentation. I feel like we were a pretty good fit for Steve, you know, just having been such big fans for so long. Like, felt like we've been training for that gig our whole lives. And he seemed to be happy with what we did, and, you know, getting to be on the road with him and hanging out and just being the Dukes for a half a dozen shows or so is really fun. We've got at least one coming up down the road in Florida this winter, and then we're talking about doing some more next year. So hopefully that'll happen and keep the ball rolling, because we really had a great time.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the song was written during your Hiscation retreats. Now, tell us about how you write songs off the grid in that creative process.
Keep Looking Down the Road is a song I did write on the old Hiscation with Gary Braun, my little brother from the Motor Cars, and our buddy Jeff Crosby, another fellow Idaho musician. We get together every year and go to a secluded spot in the mountains where there's a hot springs and a little cabin that we hole up in, and we write songs. And we've had some pretty good luck over the years. Keep Looking Down the Road is one that I came up with the title on my way to the Hiscation. And all I had was a chorus, I believe. And we just sat down and started plugging away. Crosby's really good at writing, you know, just kind of on the fly. Like, he really just kind of dives in. He's not one of those guys that has to examine who the characters are or get the story laid out before he can start thinking about it. He just kind of picks up a guitar and a pencil and starts going. So it's really fun to write with him, because you almost always wind up with at least a good start, if not a finished product. So yeah, writing with Gary and Crosby has been a lot of fun over the last few years. And between the Motor Cars and Reckless Kelly and Crosby's albums, we've probably had, I don't know, 6 or 8 songs from those trips have wound up on somebody's records. And I think we've got some pretty good ones.
What message do you have for your fans who have supported you throughout the years?
We've been doing this for a long time, almost 30 years. Next year is going to be our 30th year as Reckless Kelly. And we couldn't have done it without our hardcore base of fans. And I think the thing that separates our fans from a lot of fan bases is that we kind of got them all one at a time. You know, like, people would come see us play on an individual basis, and they spread the word on a grassroots level, just word of mouth. And I think when people discover your band that way, they have this sense of, you know, ownership and investment. You know, they take a lot of pride in being Reckless Kelly fans, and they're just really fiercely loyal. They come to see us, they'll drive for hours on end to come see us play, and they bring their kids now, and we've had people that met at our shows that have gotten married, and you know, there's a lot of friendships that have been formed over the years for our fans meeting at the shows. And it's just a great fan base. And, you know, we'd never had like one big nationwide hit or any big moment that kind of put us in front of a lot of people. So we reached all these people kind of on an individual basis. And I think that means a lot to them. And it definitely means a lot to us to know that they've all stuck with us through all these years. And we sure appreciate them continuing to come out and see us play and listen to the records. And they're just the best fans there is. So I want to say thanks for that.
Nice. Now, that's all for today on 9 Questions. Now, thanks for tuning in, and a huge thank you to Willie Braun of Reckless Kelly for sharing their journey and music with us. Now, keep listening to 929 The Bull for more great music and interviews.